Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Lord, it is a healing and wholeness Sunday. Many are hurting in diverse manners. But Father, we pray that from today, Lord, we'll receive your healing and wholeness in Jesus' precious name. There are many stories of healing in the Bible. From the Old Testament to the New Testament. In the Old Testament, I'll take one for example, in 2 Kings chapter 5 from verses 1 to 19, that is the story of Naaman, the leper, when Elisha then told him to go and dip himself 7 times in River Jordan. If he had dipped himself the 6 times and said he wasn't doing anymore, he wouldn't have received the healing. But he did, and he got healed. Another story from Acts chapter 3 from verses 1 to 3. This was the man who was lame from birth, you know, who saw Peter and John and asked them for alms. And Peter said to him, looked at him and said, "Silver and gold have I not, but such as..." I don't know why. Every time that scripture comes to mind, I lose it. You know why? Because we ought to be like that. We ought to be like that. That they looked at this man and said, "Silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And they lifted this guy. And he was healed. I'm going somewhere. I want us to look at two stories. Yeah, those ones were just by the side, but two stories, and I'll tie all of them to one. These are stories that we know. The first is in Mark chapter 5, and that's the healing of the woman with the issue of blood. Mark 5 from verses 25 to 34. I'm reading from the NLT version. "A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, 'If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed.' Immediately the bleeding stopped. And she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, 'Who touched my robe?' His disciples said to him, 'Look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me?' But he kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman trembled at the realization of what had happened to her. Came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well.'" KJV says, "Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." The next story is Luke 17, 11 to 19. As Jesus continued on towards Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, "Praise God." He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." KJV, "Your faith has made you whole." You will notice from the 4 stories that I've just given, there is a common denominator, and that is what? Faith. Naaman, if he had no faith, he would not have been healed. The lame guy, because Peter said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. They pulled him. If he did not have that faith, it would not have happened. The lady with the issue of blood, her story illustrates a journey many of us are familiar with. A story of suffering to healing. She spent 12 years, or she suffered for 12 years, spent all she had, everything, yet found no relief. But in all of that, her story is a testament of the persistence and courage it takes to seek healing, yeah, even when the path to healing is fraught with difficulties and setbacks. The turning point in this woman's story is when she heard about Jesus. Her faith, seemingly small, because she thought, if only I could touch his robe. That small faith becomes the catalyst for her healing. And Jesus acknowledged her faith by saying, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has healed you. Be free. Your suffering is over. This shows and tells us that faith plays a crucial role in our healing process. And it's not in the magnitude of the faith. It is the focus of your faith. And that is Jesus Christ, our healer. Now, healing in the Christian context, you know, it's not limited to physical ailments, you know. Now, the healing touch of Jesus, it extends beyond the entirety of our being. Our body, our mind, you know, your spirit. And the woman's physical healing was accompanied by a restoration of her dignity and identity. Because Jesus said, daughter. Why would Jesus say daughter? You know, so by that, basically reinstating her worth and I would say her place in the community. So you see, healing, whether physical, emotional, spiritual, it reflects the fullness of the life that Jesus offers us. In the story of the 10 lepers, now theirs begin with Jesus traveling along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered the village, you know, 10 men with leprosy met him, calling for, at a distance. Now, leprosy in the biblical context, you know, was a term used for various skin diseases and that caused immense suffering and social exclusion, so to speak, you know. So these men, forced to live apart from society, they called from a distance. You notice that they did not mingle with obviously they were ostracized, you know, so they and were calling Jesus from afar. Master Jesus, have mercy on us, have pity on us. Leprosy not only affected their physical bodies, you know, but it cut them off from their communities. And the cry of the lepers was a cry for mercy, a cry for mercy, a recognition of their desperate need of healing that goes beyond a physical restoration. When Jesus saw the lepers, he responded with compassion. He told them, he said, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they did, they were cleansed. There was a reason why Jesus gave that directive. And it was significant because in those days, the law was, it was the priest that could declare a leper clean and restore him to the society. And Jesus wasn't going to circumvent that. So he said, go and show yourselves to the priests. Their healing occurred when they obeyed the command of Jesus, which highlights the importance of faith and obedience. So healing requires an act of faith for us to step out and trust in the word of Jesus, even if we have not seen the evidence yet. Like I said, the journey to the priest was an act of faith which brought about their physical cleansing. And look at this. Of the 10 lepers, only one came back. Only one came back. Only one returned to thank Jesus. And that guy, or the act of returning to thank Jesus, illustrates a very crucial aspect, a crucial part of healing, which is gratitude. Jesus' response to the leper, you know, was very profound. You know, he said, go, rise and go. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has healed you. For me, that indicates that whilst all the 10 were healed physically, the one that came back received a deeper dimension, a more complete healing, a wholeness that included spiritual restoration. So the story of the 10 lepers teaches us that healing encompasses more than just physical recovery. It involves a restoration of relationships and a transformation of the heart. The leper who returned to Jesus, to thank Jesus, you know, experienced wholeness because he recognized the source of the healing and responded with gratitude and worship. Gratitude is a very vital component of wholeness, because when we express gratitude, we open ourselves to a fuller experience with God. Unfortunately, the 9 did not experience that, because as far as they're concerned, oh, I'm healed, that's it. But that guy recognized it. Not only was he healed, he was now made whole. As followers of Christ, as children of God, we have a role to play in the healing process. We have a role to play, even though we all require healing at some stage, healing and wholeness at some stage in our lives. You know, people are going through stuff, physical, emotional, spiritual. We're going through a lot. But as followers of Christ, we also have a role to play. We are called to be agents of healing. We can extend compassion, lend a listening ear, offer prayers, you know, provide practical support to those who are suffering physically, emotionally, and mentally. And in doing so, we become conduit pipes, you know, for God's healing grace. I came up with a few steps, you know, it's just a few points, you know, in terms of practical steps towards healing and wholeness. This is something we all know, but, you know, sometimes it's good to remind ourselves of these things. Number one, seek God in prayer. Can I tell you guys something? Sometimes I struggle with prayer. I struggle. The Bible tells us that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know, I tell myself, oh yeah, today, midnight, 12 midnight, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray hard. I will pray for 2 hours, you know. 11:30, I'm in my bed. And then I wake up in the morning, I start feeling guilty. But no matter what happens, you know, we must keep pressing. So seek God in prayer, you know, because prayer is a very, very powerful tool in seeking healing. And we should come to God with our burdens. You know, trusting that he hears and cares for us. We should get our faith in action. Faith without works is what? Dead. So get your faith in action. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. She determined that, look, if only I can touch the hem of his garment. If only I can touch his tassel. You know, if only I can touch his robe. And she did it. So we also should take steps towards healing. Now, some steps towards healing could mean, if you're not feeling well, you go to the hospital. Yes. Or you seek counseling. Or you seek support. My son was a freak accident, so to speak, yesterday. You know, he was using a knife and just sliced his finger. And I just saw the blood. I was like, what? You know, and we're scrambling about. No, we didn't know where the first aid was and the plasters and all that, you know. I just put my glasses down. What am I going to do? First things first, I ran out of the house straight to the pharmacy. Not too far. Thank God it wasn't too far from my house. You know, I ran. I just told Sam, get me this, get me that. He just gave me everything. And I ran back home. And I was able to do it. I have faith. But will I pray and watch the blood? I won't do that. I will take an action. That's what we're trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. Take an action of faith. God is waiting for you to make a move. And then he will back you up. But if you don't make a move, he'll just be watching you. So get your faith in action. Engage with your faith community. The church is a place of healing where you can find support, encouragement, and strength. You know, there's something about the church family. I mean, look at what Paul said. He was away, but he missed everybody. There is something about coming together as a family. When I travel outside, you know, abroad or on a holiday or whatever, I don't like to, I usually spend 3, 4, 5 days max. I want to come back home.
Yeah.
I want to come back to my bed. I love my bed. Yeah. I mean, I love you guys, you know. You know, I love everyone, you know. So, yes, so community support, very, 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 very vital towards healing and wholeness. Take care of your body, your mind, your spirit. Rest if you need to. Nourish yourself. Nourish yourself physically. Nourish yourself spiritually. Nourish yourself mentally. Nourish yourself intellectually. It's so important. Engage in activities that bring joy and peace. I have a group of friends. We usually try to meet up once in 2 weeks. And everyone looks forward to that time. Why? Because for some, it's a time to just de-stress. We can talk about anything, laugh, scream, you know, and shout and laugh, you know, and go back home. Oof, yes, I feel good. A guy, one of our friends, he says he doesn't take it for granted at all, that meeting. Because you don't know, we don't know. On the 25th of June, a very successful guy in Nigeria committed suicide. He jumped from the top of his building to his death. We don't know why. He called his brother in America, gave him instructions as to his assets and all stuff. Called his daughter from his previous marriage, said, oh, he will be with her in spirit and all. They were wondering what's going on. And the next thing, he was dead. Till today, we don't know. People are going through stuff.
People are
going through stuff. So it's important that you communicate. It is important that you engage in activities, meet friends, family, and all, that will bring peace to you. Forgiveness and reconciliation. Very important. You know, sometimes healing comes through forgiveness or forgiving others and seeking reconciliation, because it can release you from the burden of bitterness and hurt. Some months ago, my wife and I, we had a slight misunderstanding, you know, so to speak, you know, and we're very civil. Morning, you know, and that was it, you know. And
you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know. So, and because we both work from home, I work from home 100%, but she's hybrid. And then she tells me, she just wakes up, you know, I mean, she just wakes up and says, I'm going to London.
You're going where? I'm going to the office.
I'm like, yeah, right. You know. But inside of me, I'm like, oh man, she's leaving me. You know, part of me is leaving. And I'm not happy about it. But when she's when I hear she's by the door, you know, I'm so excited, you know, that, oh, my missing part is back, you know, and I'm so happy, but I just pretend as if, yeah, hi, yeah, and that's it, you know. But after a while, I said, oh, listen, no, I can't do this anymore, no chance, no, because it's killing me,
right.
It's killing me. Right. So it's very important that if whatever it is, learn to forgive and seek reconciliation.
Yeah.
It's so important. And last but not the least, a heart of gratitude. We've said that before, you know, but gratitude is, you can't underestimate gratitude. It's a heartfelt response of thankfulness to God and for his grace and his blessings, you know, acknowledging his goodness and his provision for us. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in all things give thanks, for that is the will of the Father concerning you. A version says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So today is like a reminder that Jesus is our ultimate healer. He sees your pain, he hears your cry, and he's offering his healing hands. It's just for us to stretch out our hands now and for him to hold us. And as the four stories I had mentioned, you know, the common denominator is faith. So let us have that faith, like those people, the woman, the guy that was lame, Naaman, to reach out to him. And as we receive his healing, let us also extend that love of God and compassion to others. And my prayer is that the peace that passeth all understanding will guide our hearts and minds as we journey towards healing and progress in the name of Jesus Christ.